The many voices of accusation.
If I am guilty, woe to me. Even if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head, for I am full of shame and drowned in my affliction. Job 10:15.
Why does it hurt so much when someone charges you with an offense? To me, it's not the charge the person brings me that hurts, but the extra charge of feeling that I'm a bad person, not worthy of being loved. The charge feels so much heavier than it should be. I end up feeling accused and condemned, blamed and shamed. Even if I'm innocent, I cannot lift my head, for I am full of shame. I want to remind you that when someone accuses you, you are not just being charged by a human, but also by the father of lies. When someone accuses you of wrongdoing, the father of lies uses the opportunity to bring his own charge. A person charges you with an offense. You did something bad. The father of lies charges you with a fault. You are bad. Many divorces start this way, and many friendships end this way.
No weapon forged against you will prevail. You will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah 54:17.
Take into account that the father of lies does not have the power to incriminate you. He does not have the power to make you into an evildoer by laying his charge on you. Just because the enemy brings a charge against you does not mean you are guilty of it. He does not have the power to make you a bad person by accusing you. Therefore, I bless you to not accept the charge of incrimination the father of lies tries to lay on you when someone accuses you of wrongdoing. Silence every voice the father of lies raises up against you. Surrender those voices of incrimination to Jesus and listen for his truth. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. May God's truth vindicate you. I bless you.